Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show. Today is Tuesday, May the 8th, 2018. We have a live show for you today. We just want to thank you all for being a part of Tando Radio Show. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And we have a lot of things to go over and a lot of things to talk about. We'd love for you to be a part of it. So make sure you use that number, call in. And let's share some ideas, some thoughts, and some opportunities for us all to do well. So going to definitely need that going forward. Okay. So, hey, everyone, please support. And if you haven't supported, please support. And if you have, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by giving some financial energy to the network, so needed, because it costs for this network to be on air, to bring you information, and for you to be able to listen in without paying for a service that you have deemed as being necessary and valid and valuable because of you are here. So let's support this network so that the sacrifice that Scotty has made to establish the network and to fund it and to keep it going, it will not be taken advantage of or not appreciated by everyone that actually engages in Black Talk Radio Network. So you can give some financial energy to the network by donating. You could go to the website for this network, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Make a donation. That doesn't matter how big or small the donation is. All donations are greatly, greatly appreciated. So want you to give whatever it is that you can give so that this network will continue to grow and do what it needs to do. So very, very important. Also, you can support the network by being a part of its social media outlet known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media outlet that allows you to engage in social media activities without being as adversely affected as you otherwise would be by doing it by the so-called mainstream media ones such as Facebook. You can do it with BTR Community for only $24 a year, and that is extremely, extremely, extremely cheap. That's a meal for one person for the whole year. That is all it takes for the network for you to be involved in that, and you'll be able to have the social media outlet that you have and be able to do so much more, because the actual social media outlet that that everyone thinks is free and currently uses on just massively has already compromised your identity, already compromised your security. And the thing is, you can't reward that. You have to move on. And remember what Zuckerberg said about the people that were giving him information. I don't know why those dumb effers, the dumb effers trust me. The dumb effers trust me. That's what he said. So that's what the system in this, man, it's so crazy that we hear and we know about these things and we still engage in it. I don't know. It's just, wow. Really not wise. Really, really, really not wise. All right, so come on over to BTR Community. $24 a year is a free trial, 30-day free trial membership for 30 days. You can check out the platform and learn how to use it and everything else, and then you can make your overall membership contribution. Excuse me, $24 for the whole year. And you're in. This is the only place that I post. And we have a lot of stuff that's there. Okay, now also, you can, one second. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, and I'm telling you that's what everyone here should be doing, hand over foot, because the overall climate is about to really ramp it up. The war has already started, but it's starting to be announced now. So definitely go to Prosperity Mint, check out what's in inventory, and then email info@ProsperityMint. Tell them you're a Tando Radio Show listener. Someone will get in contact with you and let you know the proper buying process, and you need to know that, and it's to your benefit, and then that information will not be used for further sale calls or stuff like that. Absolutely not, but it's just something that you definitely need to engage in. All right, so want to get into what's in the news. A lot of stuff is there. Rise posted a lot of good articles into our thread, and we have some articles with some stuff that's going on, and we're going to jump in to today's show. And today's show, remaining focused is always healthy. Remain focused. Got to remain focused, folks. And, you know, I'm know that we all know the significance of that, and I'm constantly reminded of that. Stay focused. Stay focused. Very, very healthy, and that goes for everyone. Everyone needs to stay focused on what it is that you really need to be focusing your energy on and focusing your attention on and focusing your overall preparations with and focusing on some of the things that you want to actually put yourself in a position of advantage so that you will be able to seize on opportunities as they come. Very, very important. Remaining focused is always healthy. So we're going to jump into, let me just check real quick. I'm not on the board, so if anyone wants to jump in today's show, I'm not on the board right now. Just do that, and then I will hear you. A lot of stuff is going on. We're going to try to jump into some of this because we definitely, you know, it is definitely here, and we want you all to be prepared. Okay, so jump into what's in the news. First article I posted from Young Journalist Clubs. Move this down. What is this? Pompano signals Iranian deal withdrawal to European colleagues. Earlier, the Secretary of State revealed to its European colleagues through the E3, and then that being France, Germany, and the UK, told them that the celebrity figurehead Trump was going to be pulling out the Iranian deal. So that was posted earlier today to give you all a heads up of what could be happening. And of course, earlier this morning, gas was at one price. Look at it now. It's going up and it's going to continue to go up. Very, very important. Next article from Press TV. Russia warns of consequences if the U.S. quits Iranian deal. Kremlin warned the possible decision by celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump to pull out of the landmark nuclear agreement signed with the P5 plus one group in 2015 has harmful consequences. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, today, the Kremlin spokesman said that this would be inevitably harmful consequences to any actions toward breaking these agreements. So check out that article. Next article from South China Morning Post. Kim Jong-un confirmed with Jinping, mystery guest and surprise summit. They've been meeting. Jinping and Kim Jong have met. And I think all of this stuff is being played out for the overall global war that's, you know. And I want to just say this. As you already, some of you may have known or don't know that celebrity figurehead Trump pulled out of the Iranian deal today. And what this really does is it strengthens North Korea's. They outmaneuvered the U.S. completely. Now they can say that your agreements are we wanted to come to the table, but you have no credibility anymore. You have no credibility. An agreement is an agreement. You can't redo an agreement. Can't redo an agreement. Doesn't matter once you agree. Doesn't matter if the overall was unfavorable towards you or not. It was an agreement. That's what they're going to be using, and they're going to have a lot of grounds with that. Absolutely right. And my whole thing is that this cause is really, really going to spread to where the leverage is going to be. And then out of these meetings between Kim Jong-un and Jinping, they've reached saying that the Korean Peninsula can definitely be denuclearized. And that basically means the U.S. is gone. That's why they're meeting. That's why they're meeting. Huge, huge things are taking shape and form. Check that out. Next article I got from Waking Times. They admit social media is programming you. It's one thing to think that something subversive is happening with social media, surveillance and mind control. It's quite another to think when it's admitted by the very people created it. Melissa Dykes covered the wide range of effects of social media and is already having on society. So true. That's why I get out of there. Next article from Sputnik News. North Korea says U.S. is ruining the mood of the summit ahead. So check out that article. And yep, totally. There's the leverage. Next article from Press TV. Neocons. Netanyahu wants war with Iran. Ron Paul wrote this and was put into, and there's a video, I believe, that's there, that was put into, covered by Press TV. Check out that article. Next article, this one comes from Stephen Liebman. U.S. war with Iran on multiple fronts. This is so true. Check out that article. Next article, got this one from Reuters. From RT International. Iran calls the $6 billion U.S. court verdict a mockery of justice. Americans and 9/11 victims, attack victims. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted. Bitcoin biggest rivalry faces overhaul as computer powers rise. Check out that article. You got it from Bloomberg. Next article, Rise got from Guzmando, Austria. Robo jobs are growing. The Australian government is investing $29.9 million in AI. Check out that article. Real good article, Rise. Next article from, this is the Next Web. New York Stock Exchange teases plan to launch cryptocurrency trading. So definitely could see that happening going forward in the future. So check that out. Next article, and I'm going to say something about the stock market, cryptos, and everything else. I don't know if you all guys remember, I said that I was going to be pulling out of all of my cryptos By time the end of the Olympics happen, I would be pulling back about, I would be selling off about 75-80% of my overall holdings. I told you all that in way before the Olympics started. I think I said in towards the end of 2017. I think it was in November, early November, October, November. I said after the Olympics, because of events that's going to be coming up, I don't want to be exposed to that type of stuff because of the cyber attacks that's going to happen as the war paradigm explodes across the world, and it has been exploding, and it is just going to continue to get bigger and bigger. So I definitely did do that. I hope you all that are in that space caught that clue and did something about it too, and you still have time if you so see fit. So just wanted to say that. All right. Next article, Rise posted this from Fizz. Large predators once hunted to near extinction are showing up in unexpected places. Check out that article. It's got some alligators, and they're showing up all over the place. You know, I know I've heard of them in the cities and everything else. So check out that article. Sorry about that, everyone. It was a little tired. Next article, Rise posted this from Anti-Media. Turkey celebrity figurehead president addresses the Palestinian people. We will fight for you until the end. Check out that article. And they, believe me, these fights is going to be for real now. Next article from Rise got this from Anti-Media. Media pundits horrified by the perspective of peace between North and South Korea. Boy, and it shows them hugging, the two celebrity figurehead leaders. Show them hugging, man. That thing's so funny. I tell you, man, these people know each other far, far more than what we think, and it's showing a lot of that there. And not in a good way, in my opinion. Next article from Rise got this from Anti-Media. Saudi warplanes destroys the presidential palace in Yemen. It's capital, yep. The world war has definitely taken off. Next one from the same media outlet Rise got from the Anti-Media. Israel may kill Assad if he allows Iran to stay in Syria. Well, all of that is coming ahead now. Next article, Rise got this from Science Alert. Jupiter and Venus are warping Earth's orbit, and it is linked to major climate events. Check out that articles, and also from Science Alert, Rise posted this. Gigantic waves that control Earth's weather have once again been detected roaring around the sun. Yes, the sun is critical, critical, critical. That is pretty much our atmospheric most important thing. So check that and water itself. So check that out. Next article, Rise got this from the Science Alert. Dr. Oz is a con man. And now he's one of President Trump's health advisors. Man, I love that. Yes. Yep. So, so true. Rod said, hilarious. This shows everything is taken for granted and doesn't matter to those in control. So true, Rod. So, so true. Next article, Rod posted this one from, let me see. Engadget. Okay. Equifax confirmed data breaches includes driver's license and passports. Yeah, the data breaches is so no one has not been compromised. So check out that article. Next article from UpRocks. And guys, said this is a great story showing how a thinking soldier refused to follow orders of boarding World War III long before today. Boy, too bad this individual, James Blunt, isn't around now. Before he was a pop star, James Blunt apparently averted war between the United States and Russia. Check out that article. Rise posted it twice, and also from in BBC. Next article, Rise posted some stuff. You definitely look at these from Ask Prepper. 14 things you should stockpile before the next hurricane. And the next hurricane may not just be of water, maybe of wind and fire and everything else. Huge. Next article from Ask the Prepper, Rise posted 11 unusual and uncommon first aid items. Next from Ask Preppers, Rise has his 9 places to scavenge after the SHTF has happened. Next one is 5 lost survival skills I learned from the Amish. Man, you can learn a lot from the Amish. Check out that. Also, 15 survival uses of bentonite clay. Check that. Yes, very, very important. Extremely from, you know, you can use it from snake bites to a lot of different things. Toxins, heavy metals, getting it out of your system. So check out that article. Next one, Raz posted, New Cold War is Unfolding in Space. Check out that article. Then I posted from Yahoo, Trump declares U.S. leaving horrible Iranian nuclear accord. And then there's a YouTube video. And then last one I posted, very important. This is as happening right now. Press TV, Israeli missiles targeting Syria's army positions. As we speak right now, the overall war has definitely kicked into more of a higher speed and a kicked into another gear, because as we speak right now, Israel is currently attacking Syria, and with missiles that are being shot down, some of their missiles are getting through, but many of their missiles are being shot down, and I wouldn't be surprised if some planes would be shot down, and this overall war has definitely started and is going to continue to expand. We're going to talk about that really quickly. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, not quickly, is going to be an important part of today's show. So the war has started and it's only going to get bigger, and just want to talk about that and then some things that you should be thinking about in response to that and to position and prepare yourself. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call. And we'll definitely hear from you. I would say for you all, for my man Otis and everyone else that's there that's able to monitor some of the things that's going on, if there's some breaking news that happens, definitely let us know, because it is definitely the war paradigm has kicked off. There's actually military confrontations between sovereign nations now. Syria and Iran are actually engaging with Israel as we speak right now, and I wouldn't be surprised before the night is over if the U.S. French get involved as well, because there's a lot that's going on in Syria right now. They are trying to tighten and close the noose, and the noose is really Iran, and I wouldn't be surprised if some major, major, major events start to fall out as we speak. So just wanted to let you know. We'll jump into that. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. But before we do that, Scott, are you there, my friend? Scott. Scotty,
yeah,
if you could jump
Dave?
In real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, Scotty, I posted Trump's speech to everyone about pulling out the Iranian deal in Tando's page. Could you play that real quick?
Oh, yeah. I could get to it quicker if you post it in the chat.
Okay, I got you. Okay, I'll pull it in the chat. Okay, got you. All right. Thanks, Scotty. All right, so, how do I get it from here? Okay, there it is. All right, so what we want to do is that today, the celebrity figurehead Trump has pulled out of the nuclear agreement with Iran, and I didn't think that he was going to pull out. He kept leading that he would. I didn't think he was going to pull out. I thought he was going to circumvent it another way through sanctions, what they did do, and said that they wanted what he was going to do was put in sanctions and then say, hey, they need to redo this deal, and he's going to give them this amount of time before to do that, and then once they said no, then he would be able to pull out. And that's what I actually thought that was going to be done, because it would buy more time. I was hoping that would be the case. And then, no, that was not the case. They actually pulled out of the deal today. And as soon as the deal – well, it was already being set up. For the past 2 weeks, I've been posting on weekends and stuff about the military confrontations that have been close to kicking off in Syria, and now they definitely have been kicking off. And I'm going to tell you this, all this is a huge, huge charade, and it's a deadly charade that our young people and the planet is going to go through a physical depopulation because of that, and it's not going to be good. And the overall, at the end of it all, the U.S. will be which people here or people globally commonly refer to as the United States is going to be no more. nullified, non-existent, broken up into the untied states of America. So let me post this there really quickly. Yeah, hey, what's up, Roz? Go ahead.
Peace, King. It's good to talk to you. Peace to Scotty as well. And well, other callers and listeners, that post about James Blunt, the reason I put it up there, and I found it quite telling that the ancestors led me to that particular article today.
Right.
Because with everything happening, there's going to be a lot happening domestically here. Where, like you said, our children might be put on post. Just like, I don't know if people saw the documentary on Katrina, but there's been a few of them. There was one, there was a sister who did a documentary. She was interviewed on the cows, and she talked about how the military men were posted all over Louisiana, and they wouldn't allow them in certain places, threatening to shoot. They wouldn't even give them water, even though they had crates and crates full of water. And this is during Katrina. There's going to be things that take place domestically here where our soldiers are going to have to make decisions where they, you know, they do not listen to their superiors, or they're going to commit atrocities on this soil to citizens of the United States. And I would pretty much guarantee that the majority of those casualties will look like us. They'll be melanated people. So to me, just that understanding that back in 1999, World War III could have jumped off if James Blunt listened to his superiors, who told him to attempt to take back an airport that the Russians already had hold of in Kosovo. That is the situation that took place. And because he decided not to engage them, it did not escalate. And that's why I posted the second article from the BBC. That one's from 2010. But I always like to triangulate these things when I see them, and not just assume because I found it in one spot that it's accurate or it's true. So in doing so, I found the BBC article where they gave even more detail as to what happened and what he actually did by disobeying orders. And what I think is we're going to see what kind of moral metal these soldiers really have when they have to look at people who look like them in some cases and potentially gun them down at the behest of some colonel or some other person who's in charge, because that's going to happen. Once this hits the fan and you know, all hell breaks loose, proverbially speaking, there's going to be times where we're going to deal with martial law, and these soldiers are going to have to make an executive decision on a personal level. Am I going to exercise my human right to not listen to you? Or am I just going to blindly take orders and mow down people that are supposed to be U.S. citizens that they're supposed to be protecting? That's the main reason why I put it out there, because it should really give a lot of people pause for thought that this one guy literally averted the Third World War in 99. We're now in 2018, and it's already jumped off. So there is no one conduit, no one bottleneck to end the situation. There's too many fires going on around the planet, again, proverbially speaking, for any one, you know, bottleneck situation to stop it from happening. It's already happening. So now we're going to see what really takes place on a ground level in this country for the first time in our history, regarding this World War paradigm and the ability of other nations to attack us, which was something that was not possible in the past as far as the way that these other wars went and how they went down. This is a whole different ball game. So thank you. I'll mute my line. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, Raj, that was a great story. And it happens, you know, it's happened a couple of times throughout history. It happened during with a Russian sub commander that refused to follow orders from the Kremlin in regard to engaging and running the blockade that the Navy had put up during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And these acts of people happen all the time. There was the one lady that was actually did refuse to transmit a code to U.S. nuclear subs during the Obama administration. She refused to follow orders, and she was in the Air Force, and she was actually the go-between, and she was actually one of the last lines of defense before there could have been actual missile engagement on the Russians. And this this colonel, she refused to do it, and because of it, the actual missile launch didn't happen. And then all of a sudden, they grabbed her up, and haven't heard from her since. So Very, very, very important. And everything that Roz said is so, so true. I love that phrase, Roz, the moral metal.
You ready,
the
Dave?
The moral metal. Yeah, we ready to go, Scotty. So, yeah, go ahead and start to play. This is celebrity figurehead Trump. And I'm going to tell you, this is so theatrical, how he walks out and all this. All the world is a stage. We're being had, ladies and gentlemen. This stuff
Americans,
is to deceive and
today,
to get you to what they want you to do. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
On our efforts to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear
can you turn it up, Scotty?
The Iranian regime is the leading state sponsor of terror. It exports dangerous missiles, fuels conflicts across the Middle East, and supports terrorist proxies and militias such as Hezbollah, Hamas, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda. Over the years, Iran and its proxies have bombed American embassies and military installations, murdered hundreds of American service members, and kidnapped, imprisoned, and tortured American citizens. The Iranian regime has funded its long reign of chaos and terror by plundering the wealth of its own people. No action taken by the regime has been more dangerous than its pursuit of nuclear weapons and the means of delivering them. In 2015, the previous administration joined with other nations in a deal regarding Iran's nuclear program. This agreement was known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA. In theory, the so-called Iran deal was supposed to protect the United States and our allies from the lunacy of an Iranian nuclear bomb, a weapon that will only endanger the survival of the Iranian regime. In fact, the deal allowed Iran to continue enriching uranium and, over time, reach the brink of a nuclear breakout. The deal lifted crippling economic sanctions on Iran in exchange for very weak limits on the regime's nuclear activity and no limits at all on its other malign behavior, including its sinister activities in Syria, Yemen, and other places all around the world. In other words, at the point when the United States had maximum leverage, this disastrous deal gave this regime, and it's a regime of great terror, many billions of dollars, some of it in actual cash, a great embarrassment to me as a citizen and to all citizens of the United States. A constructive deal could easily have been struck at the time, but it wasn't. At the heart of the Iran deal was a giant fiction that a murderous regime desired only a peaceful nuclear energy program. Today, we have definitive proof that this Iranian promise was a lie. Last week, Israel published intelligence documents, long concealed by Iran, conclusively showing the Iranian regime and its history of pursuing nuclear weapons. The fact is, this was a horrible, one-sided deal that should have never, ever been made. It didn't bring calm, it didn't bring peace, and it never will. In the years since the deal was reached, Iran's military budget has grown by almost 40%, while its economy is doing very badly. After the sanctions were lifted, the dictatorship used its new funds to build nuclear-capable missiles, support terrorism, and cause havoc throughout the Middle East and beyond. The agreement was so poorly negotiated that even if Iran fully complies, the regime can still be on the verge of a nuclear breakout in just a short period of time. The deal's sunset provisions are totally unacceptable. If I allowed this deal to stand, there would soon be a nuclear arms race in the Middle East. Everyone would want their weapons ready by the time Iran had theirs. Making matters worse, the deal's inspection provisions lack adequate mechanisms to prevent, detect, and punish cheating, and don't even have the unqualified right to inspect many important locations, including military facilities. Not only does the deal fail to halt Iran's nuclear ambitions, but it also fails to address the regime's development of ballistic missiles that could deliver nuclear warheads. Finally, the deal does nothing to constrain Iran's destabilizing activities, including its support for terrorism. Since the agreement, Iran's bloody ambitions have grown only more brazen. In light of these glaring flaws, I announced last October that the Iran deal must either be renegotiated or terminated. 3 months later, on January 12th, I repeated these conditions. I made clear that if the deal could not be fixed, the United States would no longer be a party to the agreement. Over the past few months, we have engaged extensively with our allies and partners around the world, including France, Germany, and the United Kingdom. We have also consulted with our friends from across the Middle East. We are unified in our understanding of the threat and in our conviction that Iran must never acquire a nuclear weapon. After these consultations, it is clear to me that we cannot prevent an Iranian nuclear bomb under the decaying and rotten structure of the current agreement. The Iran deal is defective at its core. If we do nothing, we know exactly what will happen. In just a short period of time, the world's leading state sponsor of terror will be on the cusp of acquiring the world's most dangerous weapons. Therefore, I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. In a few moments, I will sign a presidential memorandum to begin reinstating U.S. nuclear sanctions on the Iranian regime. We will be instituting the highest level of economic sanction. Any nation that helps Iran in its quest for nuclear weapons could also be strongly sanctioned by the United States. America will not be held hostage to nuclear blackmail. We will not allow American cities to be threatened with destruction, and we will not allow a regime that chants death to America to gain access to the most deadly weapons on Earth. Today's action sends a critical message. The United States no longer makes empty threats. When I make promises, I keep them. In fact, at this very moment, Secretary Pompeo is on his way to North Korea in preparation for my upcoming meeting with Kim Jong-un. Plans are being made, relationships are building, hopefully a deal will happen, and with the help of China, South Korea, and Japan, a future of great prosperity and security can be achieved for everyone. As we exit the Iran deal, we will be working with our allies to find a real, comprehensive, and lasting solution to the Iranian nuclear threat. This will include efforts to eliminate the threat of Iran's ballistic missile program, to stop its terrorist activities worldwide, and to block its menacing activity across the Middle East. In the meantime, powerful sanctions will go into full effect. If the regime continues its nuclear aspirations, it will have bigger problems than it has ever had before. Finally, I want to deliver a message to the long-suffering people of Iran. The people of America stand with you It has now been almost 40 years since this dictatorship seized power and took a proud nation hostage. Most of Iran's 80 million citizens have sadly never known an Iran that prospered in peace with its neighbors and commanded the admiration of the world. But the future of Iran belongs to its people. They are the rightful heirs to a rich culture and an ancient land, and they deserve a nation that does justice to their dreams, honor to their history, and glory to God. Iran's leaders will naturally say that they refuse to negotiate a new deal. They refuse, and that's fine. I'd probably say the same thing if I was in their position. But the fact is, they are going to want to make a new and lasting deal, one that benefits all of Iran and the Iranian people. When they do, I am ready, willing, and able. Great things can happen for Iran, and great things can happen for the peace and stability that we all want in the Middle East. There has been enough suffering, death, and destruction. Let it end now. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, so that was the celebrity figurehead president of the United States, Donald Trump, pulling out of the Iranian deal. And immediately, the overall war in that region, particularly in Syria and in Syria, has been gaining momentum. On Friday, April the 13th, the U.S. and France and the U.K. sent over 120 cruise missiles to engage Syrian targets of so-called chemical weapon manufacturing plants. And of those 126 cruise missiles that they used, more than 75% of them were actually intercepted, and the facilities that they were targeting were hit. The three targets were hit, but they were not hit by multiple cruise missiles. So they failed. And since that time, Russia has said that they're going to arm and to give away S-300 anti-aircraft missiles to Syria. And they were able to intercept with 1970 technology that's been updated by the Russians to be able to withstand the U.S.'s modern and some of their most modern cruise missiles. As celebrity figurehead Trump said, new and smart bombs and missiles are coming. Well, they didn't get through. And that whole thing has been growing. And just 2 weeks ago, Israel had carried out a airstrike on a base inside of Syria known as T4, where suspectedly there were a lot of Iranian military personnel and missiles, and there was what was said to have been a bunker buster that was used to destroy missiles that Israel said that Iran was going to be using for a preemptive strike on Israel. And that daggone, what they said was a bunker buster, was to my opinion, was a tactical nuke. And what happened from there? Immediately, Iran said, we'll retaliate on our terms. And so a lot has been building up the past couple of evenings, engagement between Israel and Syria, and Iran has been coming to a head, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you as of soon after, and it was all building up on all sides. Iranians were preparing, Syrians were preparing, the Russians were preparing, the Chinese were preparing, the U.S. was preparing, Israel was preparing. Last Monday, Netanyahu said Iran lied. Well, y'all always lie. And
hey, Dave.
And they said that. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I mean, let's tackle some of the stuff that he said. I mean, everything that he said towards Iran could be said towards the United States and
United
Israel.
States, exactly.
And you want to call somebody a murderous regime and people deserve justice. We don't even have justice here in this behind these enemy lines of USAE. And then, right now, how many civilians, unarmed civilians, has Israel killed and wounded? It's in the thousands right now. Man.
Right. And it was so much, and exactly, Scotty, I was moving to that exactly, because he said that we can't allow this regime, because of its history, to have such weapons that can bring such destruction. Well, there's only been one nation that's ever used that technology in these modern times. I believe that nuclear weapons have been around for a very, very, very long time, millions of years. Yes, I do think that human civilization goes back beyond millions of years, and it's really scientific and spiritual evidence of that. So the U.S., in modern times, is the only country that have used nuclear weapons of mass destruction on innocent civilians that had nothing to do, and it was the greatest act of terror, and they have the audacity to say that we cannot have a nuclear arms race there. Well, don't have a nuclear arms race. Give up all of your nukes. Israel is the only country that's not signed a nuclear proliferation act. Israel never gets called on for their nuclear armament. Israel is always allowed to escape, won't escape any longer, and it shouldn't. It absolutely shouldn't. And because of that, they are very schizophrenic, and they are the biggest danger in most of the wars. And the modern wars have always been in the interest of the Zionist agenda. The Zionist agenda that's now in National Security Advisor, Secretary of State, all of this, the overall Iranian war that's going to lead to World War III has already started, y'all. As soon as they pulled out of the deal, the missiles started to fly. Just this evening, just this evening, I didn't have time to post it. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, you definitely can. But just this evening, the Jerusalem Post, per Cerebrally Naive Network, Cerebrally Naive Network is saying that the Pentagon has seen satellite images to say that Iran is preparing for a missile first strike, a preemptive strike on Israel. So what does that do? That means that they've engaged the overall military. They put the military on its highest alert. Israel put its military on its highest alert and now has active planes, Air Force, IDF, in air, actually engaging targets in Syria now as we speak. Last Monday, Netanyahu came and gave a horrible presentation to the world and saying that this is why we're going to preemptively strike Iran. A couple of days later, hours later, the Knesset or the Congress of Israel gave Netanyahu the ability to declare war by only the approval of his defense minister. That's basically, whenever you're ready to go, Netanyahu, go. You don't need our permission. Go now. That means that they already declare war on Iran. And if they declare war on Iran, so did the U.S. The new Secretary of State, first place that he went, the Zionist Secretary of State, went to Israel. One day later, boom, Netanyahu. The Jerusalem Post issued an emergency statement. The IDF has concrete warnings of a pending attack upon all Israeli settlements in the occupied Golan Heights. And so Then, after that, all shelters in Israel were ordered to be open. Y'all, the war started and is not going to end. Israel will preemptively strike Iran. And that is going to pull in Iran's response. That is going to pull in Hezbollah's response. That is definitely going to pull in Russian response, because Israel will also attack Syria. And remember something. 3 years ago, Iran signed an agreement, a treaty agreement, an alliance agreement with China, stating that they will support each other militarily if ever attacked or if ever in a combative confrontation that engages their militaries. So now when Israel attacks Iran and Iran responds, guess who's coming to their defense? China. This whole thing is what we've been talking about for a while and trying to get everyone here prepared for as much as we can. And I want to say thank you, Scotty. Thank you, the listeners, the callers that call in, that have been, you have helped so many people prepare. You may not know their voice, you may not know their name, but believe me, you should be able to feel their energy. And they appreciate everything that you've done. And they see the sincerity that you've done it with and done it by, for the purpose of assisting them and getting them ready, getting them to see some things that were deceptively apparent. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing is going to completely expand. And when Israel get hit and they get their little feelings hurt, when they get hit, guess what's going to happen? They're going to have to have the U.S. run to their defense. And they will. And when the U.S. runs to their defense, guess what Israel's going to do? They're going to directly attack both the U.S. and Russia, so that that overall engagement will set the stage completely. Wouldn't be surprised if a U.S. installation inside of Syria for the U.S. military doesn't get hit tonight. One, they should never be there. And they talk about these countries, the war crimes against the U.S., Israel, it's far more of that than anyone else, by leaps and bounds, far more reaching, far more frequent, far more controlling, far more demonstrative and malevolent. So this thing, ladies and gentlemen, the cat can't be put back in the bag now. Now it's time for you to stay focused, be silent. Let those that don't know, that mean you no good, and that means from all forms, the no good of the structure, the institutional structure, to individuals, to organizations, and to institutions. Because it is really going to expand and have the proper response for when things definitely start to happen here. And I'm going to just in the next hour, go over some of the things that possibly could happen here. I don't know all the things that could, but I definitely know some things that will. And I want you to be as prepared as possible. So, as we speak, let me just give you a quick update. There actually have been missile launches. You could go on YouTube and see the missile launches that the Syrian air defense have compromised. Some of the missiles have gotten through. They shot down others. The Pentagon had a briefing earlier, and then here are some of the updates. I guess Israel had a limited emergency call-up of troops for mobilization on the northern border with Lebanon. And then also the U.S. Pentagon briefing said Iran seems to be on the verge of a large-scale attack against Israel. Surveillance is seeing major movement of Iranian troops and equipment in Syria. All a stage in fraudulent at all turns. But this whole thing is going to continue to blow up. This is going to move into the aspect where there will be, I definitely wouldn't be surprised if a French or a U.S. ship is actually sunk. They will engage the Russians. The Russians will engage. And I wouldn't be surprised if Israel jumps off and attacks Iran with a nuclear device. So as we speak now, Israel is now on full war alert and are engaging targets in Syria now. I wouldn't be surprised if they started to engage targets in Iran as well. So, here's the worst part. Russia said that they will come to the defense of Syria. And because Israeli IDF forces, aircraft, are now interdicting into Syria from Lebanon, but probably not as flying as common into Syria because they're afraid of getting shot down. Here's the worst thing. Russia is now also sending their overall aircraft to southern Syria. Not good at all. All unfolding now. So, the war paradigm, the cat is out of the bag. And it's going to definitely expand. I'm going to touch a little bit more on this as far as what's going on in the Middle East. I will go ahead and call it saying right now that, and this is not official, this is me just saying it from the events that are unfolding and what happened. And I did say that once they kill that nuclear deal, the war will start right after that. I will just say this. That the war has started, and I believe that Israel will declare war probably shortly. As soon as they are hit, they will declare war on Iran. And that means, ladies and gentlemen, that means that your daughters and sons will soon enough will be receiving notice to report for their overall obligation in military service to defend their country. And we're going to, so many of us going to fall for that lying trap. So, listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And, yep, the war is, let me check the Jerusalem Post. It's basically, Israel is basically under full war alert, the whole country is, as we speak right now. And one of the things that's bad about getting information, some of it may be good, some of it may be bad, but just because it's quiet on your block and quiet around you, that's usually what happens. You may not see the evidence. You may not see the overall movement. But the momentum of the storm hits you and catches you completely by surprise. I do anticipate some major, major surprises here. I'll get into that. But what I want to do really quickly, if you would like to get in on the conversation, you want to add anything or say anything, give us a call, 704-802-5056. I definitely want to check a couple of things. And I do anticipate that the internet will go down in that area. Because in my opinion, either Iran or Israel will shut the internet down there. And this is where, because this is full on global war that is in its beginning stages just before the emittance by an event. Here's an event that you know that it's completely gone. Once Israel gets hit with just a little bit of something, those sociopaths and psychopaths, the Zionists that's there, will overreact to it, and they will go, in my opinion, tactical nuclear and will hit Tehran. And that, ladies and gentlemen, means the way of life that you have been accustomed to will no longer be, because from that event is going to be a heightened response. And let me just tell you this, once a nuclear device goes off in today's world, how the overall continuity of government works, once a nuclear device goes off anywhere in the world,
breaking news,
the United States goes under martial law.
Breaking
immediately
news.
But the effects of it will take about 96 hours. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, Rouhani, the president of Iran, although we know, you know, all the decisions are being made by the Ayatollah.
Ayatollah, yeah. Yes.
Or, you know, they got like their own little security council or whatnot. But anyway, they're saying they're going to remain in the deal. And again, just how blatantly Donald Trump just sat there and lied, said, all our allies mm-hmm. are with us, and all of Europe is saying, no, we're not with you. And been telling you they wasn't going to be with you on this. But these people get up in front of them cameras and just lie their freaking faces off.
Mm-hmm. The only one that was with them was who? Saudi Arabia? In Israel.
Yeah, but they ain't even party to the agreement. So Rouhani is saying...
They ain't even party to the agreement. Exactly, Scotty.
Rouhani is saying Iran will remain in the nuclear deal without the U.S. So that's like political gamesmanship right there. What you gonna do now?
Right. We're still in it. We're still in it. And, yeah, this is... Real quick, I'm trying to check something, because while all of this is happening, the actual shooting has started. Unfortunately, it has unnecessarily so. And these are the things that get us in trouble. So let me check. I'm going to go to, just so for you know, and I would like for some of you, if you can, just keep checking with Jerusalem Post, because I anticipate a major, major false flag or something of that cult to happen relatively shortly. Now, what is that time frame? I have no clue. I don't make these type of decisions. I don't engage in those type of individuals. I don't know what they're saying. I just know that, you know, what they like to do. And this is the perfect moment. This is Israel's opportunity right now. So, and as Scotty was saying, Germany, France, all of them said, nope, nope. Don't get out of that deal. So, was just checking the, so there was nothing that was there. Netanyahu applauds Trump's brave decision to pull out of Iranian deal. It's one of the articles that's there in Jerusalem Post. And, okay, so it was just, so the overall engagement continues. So what I want to do now is I want to just give you and talk about how this could have, affect us and what some of the things that we could expect to happen. And now, one, your gas prices are going to hurt. Gas prices are definitely, definitely going to hurt. Be ready for that and everything that that entails of, and that entails of food prices, CPI, consumer price index is going to shoot up. Everything that gets delivered, everything that touched the overall economic need of fuel is going to rise exponentially. Your wages, you're going to actually get paid a whole lot less now. Instead of getting raises, you're going to actually be hit with the lowering of your wages. Your check may still say the same. Will still say the same, but actually people here in the States are going to be taking a major, major pay cut. Here's why it's a major pay cut. Because your overall dollar will not be able to acquire and have and be able to engage in a medium of exchange at the same rate that you've been used to having it do that at. And they're not going to get, you're not going to get any more currency to offset the overall inflationary rise. Now the unknown is really, really significant. The unknown is something that we may be, that we're missing is going to come into play, and is going to be, is going to hit us all like a knockout punch that we had to take with our eyes closed, thinking that we was about to smell a rose. And we puckered our nose up to inhale the fragrance of the rose. And I'm saying that because there's a major surprise. I don't know what it is. I just know it's coming. And it's going to hurt and adversely affect all. By this deal, just with the gas prices going up, was going to push up the overall resource needs and necessities, the staple goods that we need in order to maintain our standard and standard of living, quality of life is going to be rising. So you definitely want to be aware of that and be ready for that. as well. The second fleet, Atlantic Fleet, here it is Tuesday, and they jumped in to in service to reactivate them on Friday, and they have to be ready by what? July the 1st. It's 2 months. In 2 months' time, this war is going to be taking so many turns over in the Middle East. There's no way to de-escalate this now, folks. There's no way to de-escalate it. This was a wise move by the North Koreans to say, like, hey, we wanted to, and we wanted to strike agreements, and then what are they going to say to the international community? Wait a minute, the U.S. pulled out agreements and everything else. How we know? And their own allies said, no, don't get out of the agreement. They set precedent. They are uncredible. They are not credible.
Hey, Dave, something else he said. Now, he was threatening them.
Yes, he was.
Anybody who does deals with them, they're going to be subject to sanctions, too. I mean, the United States just can't keep holding the whole world hostage. This paradigm is going to shift.
Yeah, it is, Scotty. And what was Scotty was talking about, you remember Trump said anybody that supports Iran, they're going to be sanctioned too. Who was in support of Iran? Who has a treaty, an agreement with Iran to defend them militarily? China. Russia. They're going to further the sanctions. This is how you get someone to attack you. But see, this time, it's not just going to be the Japanese that attack you because you were trying to starve them out. It's going to be a Russian sub off of that's going to be in just outside of Manhattan, and they're going to unleash their payload. And there's going to be a Chinese sub in the Gulf of Mexico and another Russian and Chinese subs off of the Pacific coast. And they're going to unload their payload. And the U.S. has never, no one here has ever been engaged militarily. Everybody was crying and shaking on 9/11, having anxiety attacks and was crying and everything else. And because of that emotion, they couldn't see what really happened. So imagine when they get slammed from subs and from ICBMs from outside of the country, and they make landfall. And boom. Now you're about to see how the lifestyle that you've been able to live, how the adverse side of that now comes service you, where your cities are now going to look like Beirut in Damascus in Aleppo. And I'm going to tell you, those individuals at those in those areas, they battle hard, and they've been dealing with this for a long, long time. Everybody here is like a sweet, ripe fruit, ready to be plucked, picked, and devoured. Because it's sweet.
Brother
it's a
Dave.
Sweet nation. Yeah, go ahead, Ross.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. You made me think because I was in Jersey City on the date of 9/11, and that was the closest I saw to just mass lunacy, because that's pretty much what happened all around me. I kept my composure. I was like, okay, things are changing right now. I got to start making some moves here. But I wasn't, like I said, people were dropping to their knees, praising to Allah, dropping to their knees, praying to Jesus. Then it was a mass stampede out the building. And I mean, just probably thousands of people, because that building was so huge, just running down the stairs like herds of elephants, almost trampling each other. And I just sat at my desk, me and about maybe five other people, and waited for the chaos to end, and then we slowly made our way deliberately out the building. And then by the time we hit the streets were clear, and they had, like, soldiers and stuff parked at different positions on the street, and we made our way to Newark. But the thing that I saw that really brought to me what you said about people going feral was just the initial response. It was just groupthink, and everybody was just like, oh, man, it was just everyone was out of control. They were all in their own little worlds, trying to deal with just the mental anguish of watching those buildings get hit and then go down. And they couldn't, they just couldn't process it. And it's going to be a probably a million times worse than that if and when things hit the fan, as far as, like you said, some missile attack or whatever, EMP, you name it. It's going to be just probably a million times worse than that. And it was just because I kept my composure, I was able to get home at a decent hour, though it took quite a while to get there. Now, the thing that you said that really struck a chord with me is that, as you and Scotty were discussing, the United States hegemony over the planet with this, you know, bully mentality that's been the case for the last couple hundred years, what Americans, the average citizen, doesn't understand is that, like you said, the standard of living we have, they don't understand that it's based on terrorism. That right. The United States is the largest purveyor of terrorizing other countries, other people, citizens, globally than any other country on the planet. And because we're in the system of white supremacy, and that has been the dominant culture for at least the last 2,000 years, everything is in the context of it's okay because it's them that's doing it. It's the U.S., you know, and the U.S. is the biggest bastion of white supremacy ever created on the planet by England and its cohorts. So ultimately, because they're in control, they've been allowed to run roughshod and do whatever they want for a couple hundred years. Now it's to the point where the non-white countries have come together. They've coalesced around an issue. The issue is the bastion of white supremacy, the United States. And the greatest terroristic nation on the planet that has been allowed to be terroristic. So now that these countries that have been abused, misused, mistreated, genocided, and everything else have come together and to a consensus of what the major problem is, we're going to feel it. And the thing is that those innocent citizens who really don't understand what's been taking place because they don't pay attention to the global situation, you know, they just work their 9-to-5, try to take care of their family, and can only see what's right in front of their faces, they're not going to be able to comprehend it because they don't understand the representation of them as individual citizens globally based on the people who they choose to put in office. So for all these years, they've been putting these staunch racist, terroristic, evil, just domineering, military-based psychopaths in office. And they've done all of these things in the name of U.S. citizens that most U.S. citizens aren't aware of that they've done these things. So when it comes home, as Minister Malcolm said, when the chickens come home to roost, they're going to be dumbfounded. And then the people like us who've been talking about this for years, who they've, you know, called us every name possible, conspiracy theorists, insurgent population, whatever they want to call us, the truth of everything that we've been talking about is about to be laid bare in a way that I don't think a lot of people are really prepared for, even myself. But like I said, my response in that dire situation was not the response of everyone else. And there were very few people that were in a mode where they were able to think clearly and make decisions. And that's something I've always, has always been a part of my character. And I think that for anyone who's looking to really make the best way possible through all of this stuff, that is the countenance you have to have. As soon as you start to get emotional and you start running, you know, left and right like a chicken with its head cut off, not knowing how to think and use that ingenious device in your skull to really make some things happen, that is when your life can end very quickly. So I'll end it there. Thank you so much, and I'll mute my line.
Man. Well said, Raj, as always. So true. And just to give another update, someone said, Brother Dave?
Yes, this is Jenna. I was sitting back. I was waiting to try to...
Okay. Sorry about that, Jenna. I didn't see you in queue. Yeah, go ahead, Jenna.
No worries. It's interesting that Raj brought up the phrase chickens coming home to roost. As I've said several times, that I was in the Navy. We talked about that yesterday, some of the things that I seen while I was out on the seas. Well, I called my uncle, one of my uncles, rather. I have quite a few. But I called one of my uncles. He was like a 25, maybe 30-year veteran of the Navy himself. And I called him and I asked him, had any one of his friends that he stays in contact with, because he was stationed in Norfolk as well as me. I stayed with him when I first got to my boat. And he said that he didn't know nothing about it, but the fact that I asked him about it, because he seen it and he didn't think nothing of it. He just, his initial thought was, this dude that's in the office is going to get us killed, right? That was his first initial thought, and he thought nothing else about it. But when I asked him about it, he immediately started going down his contacts of friends that he has made throughout his service time, and he told me that he was going to get back with me because he want to know what they know, because a lot of them still live in Virginia Beach, mm-hmm. so they are around the Naval campus regularly, and I'll give y'all an update on that just as soon as I find out something. But my I just wanted to throw that out there, because he told me the same exact thing, is that he see the chickens coming home to roost. That's all he said. So it was interesting that Roz brought that up. But my question was, what is the best affordable CB radio? Because if it is a nuke that hit anywhere on the anywhere in our nation, CB radios will be one of the few devices that will continue to work. So that'll be a way of people getting information, hearing what's coming your way, things of that nature. If you're not familiar with it, I understand. But that's one of the things I wanted to get out there as far as prepping, because bows and arrows is something that we all need to get. If you can go get you a $9 slingshot and start learning how to operate it, because when everything hit the fan, none of that stuff is going to be available. And if it is available, it's liable to have some type of fatal consequence, because somebody else will be trying to get it also. So I'm going to just mute myself with that. Thank you for your time, brother.
Yeah, for sure, Jenna. Keep us up to date on what some of the stuff that you're hearing in regards to this whole thing. And believe me, this is no coincidence. Friday, Second Fleet gets reactivated to stand up. Tuesday, Trump pulls out of the Iranian deal. And immediately after that, the engagement in the theater of operation explodes to all out. Just to give you an update, that the Iranian military was given the go-ahead to retaliate against the attacks that Israel is engaging them with, is some of the scuttlebutt, some of the information. So it's not over, y'all. It's going to continue to go. So now I want to also talk about, like I was saying, some of the things that are going to be happening. And another update, refueling. There's a lot of IDF refueler tankers that have gone airborne to refuel their overall strategical jets in the IDF. So this stuff could go on for a while. Forget how many hours ahead they are to us. They may be almost 12 hours ahead, just short of 12 hours. So hopefully that this stuff dies down. But I don't think it will, and is going to continue to expand and continue to grow. So Just wanted to give you some of those updates. Okay. Now, we know I talked about gas. I would anticipate, be ready for gas to be a shocker of going up a dollar. And then just as last week, some of the leading oil analysts have said they wouldn't be surprised and that if oil would get to $300 a barrel. $300 a barrel, ladies and gentlemen, that's a war. Here's what's going to happen as this thing goes, and what's so important about this is that through the Horn of Africa, through the Suez Canal, through all of the strategically important choking points for oil throughout the world, throughout the Middle East, those areas are not going to be able to, in a war zone, there's no fly zone and no sail zone. And believe me, Iranian oil will be subject to Israeli sub-attack and also subject to military engagement. Let that happen, and you can forget about getting more than a quarter of a gallon of gas with a $10 bill. The overall oil movers, they're not going to be having those super tankers move. They can't afford to lose them because in an act of war, they're not insured. They can't insure them for war. No insurance prevails war. So what do? Go park that baby. Whoo. This could be painful, extremely. And I just want you to be as ready as you possibly can. What should you be doing? Definitely make sure that you can top off your vehicles. Don't let them get below a half a tank again. And not only that, have a heads up because at any time during Kando Radio Show in the evening, things change somewhere on the other end of the globe. And before you know it, you leave the gas station, you pull into the gas station, and the price, let's just say, is $2.70 a gallon. Soon as you pull into the gas station, park your vehicle, get out your car, go over to the tank to put your ATM card in, or your debit card, and you saw that it was $2.75 a gallon. He's like, man, this is high. Soon as you get to the daggone tank, pull out your card, and now it's $5 a gallon or $3.50 a gallon or $3.75 or $4. You're like, wait a minute, they ain't even changed. That's how fast this stuff can happen. And just think of just that from the fuel standpoint, how concerning that could be. Then, if Israel engages Iranian oil tankers, what do you think Iran is going to do in response? They're going to attack the critical infrastructure that the U.S. needs to be able to engage. Then they're going to attack Israeli means to being able to supply themselves. The thing about war is that it's really targeting supply so it can have a massive die-off and kill of people that puts so much pressure on the overall target. So just check. Okay, so listen, we're getting ready to go to our last commercial break. Let me check to see if Brother Davis is there for Wise Wednesday. If Brother Davis is there, Brother Davis, please let us know about Wise Wednesday tomorrow. We will do that. And then when we come back, I definitely want to talk about some of the things that you should be doing in preparation of this before your neighbor across the street or your buddy in the cubicle next to you knows that, hey, have y'all noticed something? I'm going to tell you, the gas is the first thing that's going to let them know, and they're not going to be ready. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. And if you'd like to get in on the last half hour of the conversation, we're greatly appreciated to hear from you. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. Okay, so just want to say some things in how you should be prepared. One, you definitely want to take some of your cash out of the banks and have them at your disposal, no more than larger than $20 bills, preferably $1, $5, and $10 bills, to have some of that cash with you at all times. Because in this whole thing, you got to remember something: North Korea and Iran, and there's actually with intelligence that you know, you can't really believe any of this, but because all of this thing is a charade, that Iran and North Korea have been engaging in relationships to ensure that one in both of them have opportunity to have nuclear weapons. So there is a military alliance that they have with each other as well. Iran has a very, very extensive cyber capabilities. North Korea, Ask Sony, ask Hollywood, how effective North Korea's cyber capabilities are. But you won't have to know, because Israel's cyber capabilities are completely extensive. And believe me, they will attack. If the U.S. don't get into this war fast enough, Israel knows what to do. Israel knows what to do. Israel knows how weak and vulnerable the U.S. is. So Israel will engage in a cyber attack and say, hey, Iran did it. And then they'll tell you how Iran did it. They'll say, see, this is the reasons why we had to declare war. And we need our great allies, the United States, to aid us in this war. We're just a small country. And we stopped them from completing the fulfillment of their cyber attack on the United States. And they were the ones that did it. And here's what's going to, in my opinion, here's what's definitely going to happen. There's nothing that would stir up and get the people moving in the U.S. to want to engage and get in a war with Iran than if all of a sudden their bank accounts were liquidated. And I'm going to tell you, the banks would participate in that, because they would jump on that. Oh, we got an out. We can blame it on them and swipe all of this, everything off. And then you know what they'll say? Sorry, Iran did it. Why your babies can't eat? Why your 3 days of food is now spoiled? You have no access. Have any of you ever lost access to your medium of exchange of currency before? All of a sudden, you would otherwise not be hungry, but all of a sudden you start to starve. Like, man, it happened right when I was really hungry. Or all of a sudden, you no longer have the freedoms that you were used to a day or 2 days before. And then now that you don't have them, guess what? Everything goes wrong and you need it. One of the actual preferred methods of engaging in the war is going to be in the cyber realm, because it delivers the most effective pain and suffering in the quickest untraceable amount of time. And what I mean by untraceable means this way. If you want to blame somebody else for it, it'd be difficult, and it'd be such a confusing and such a changing environment that you can sneak a sucker punch in and won't even know where it came from. They cut off the banking. They don't even let me tell you how vulnerable this banking system is. All of them are interconnected. They don't even have to hit the U.S. banks for the U.S. banks to fall. They could hit a bank out of a small country. They could hit a bank out of in Europe. They could hit a bank in Israel. They could hit a bank in Iran. They could hit a bank somewhere, and all of them are interconnected. It's called the central banking system. They could take Greece down, and then Greece moves into Europe, and then the euro moves into the U.S. dollar, and then boom. Or, nah, let's hit the U.S. They fat, and they can't move, and they trip a lot. They're fat and slow. They fall, and they trip a lot, so let's get them. Very easily. And all of a sudden, you attack the banking and the credit card. Because what did Facebook said? What was all of the information before all of this that was a part of the overall global war? Many of us didn't realize it, that your identity had been compromised. Equifax has been compromised. The credit cards have been compromised. The banks have been compromised. Social media has been compromised. They know where everybody is, who's what, and everything else. And then boom. They're telling you what they're going to do. They could just send a virus to Facebook. Sending a virus to Facebook would mess up so many people. And then it cross-pollinates into your computer and the other computers that you're tied to, and it's just, And I'm going to tell you something. They don't even need to shut down Wall Street, because Wall Street is not the economy. And let me tell y'all something, ladies and gentlemen. We better stop drinking the Kool-Aid. It doesn't matter what Wall Street does in a day. You don't ever benefit from it. You think you do. So what if your 401 and your pension fund is tied to it? Go withdraw from that pension and see what happens. It's all smoke and mirrors to you. So this whole thing, cat's out the bag now, y'all. Russia will respond. Iran will respond. China will respond. And their overall response won't all just be militarily. It will be economic. It will be geopolitical. It will be by way of cellular weapons, by way of using high-frequency aurora research program, HARP, weather manipulation, everything is on the table. And they still will use both conventional and tactical nuclear weaponry.
Hey, Brother Dave.
We really need to be on our P's and Q's. Brother Davis, what's going on? What say you? Go ahead, Brother Davis.
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend, and you're about to
always
realize
good to hear the voice of a friend.
You're about to realize the power of that statement, because in reality, when these things start jumping off, and we knew that it was going to happen eventually.
Right.
You're going to miss a whole lot of people. You're going to miss a whole lot of people. And believe me, you're going to look forward to the point where you can hear somebody and recognize be a friend. That's why I've always said that. Now,
yeah.
I also want you to understand this. On the Monday Night Show, I'm going to tell you and show you why every show that I do was moving you to this moment. A lot of times it's hard for people to understand, because of the what they were taught through Westernism, the truth about themselves, because you've always seen yourself through Western eyes. The truth is that you are a powerhouse of these little fibers all on you called photons and neutrons. See, a lot of times we fail to realize that when you're connected to something so much greater than the present circumstance, this is happening in the subjective world. I told you about that. We have to focus on what we're trying to achieve. Now, here's the kicker. Even in the midst of all of this here, there's going to be an end. And when there's an end, these people are going to come in here, they're going to be looking hard for wasps. Because these are the people who initiated all this crazy crap. I say destruction of humanity as we know it. So be to tomorrow night's show, and I'm going to take you into a greater understanding of how you fit in, what you should be doing. Because I'm going to tell you, everything you've done to this point has only prepared you in reference to the subjective realm, unless you've been operating on yourself, which will literally make you the object of what you're trying to achieve. So you're moving into the objective. Brother David saying, look for you tomorrow night show. Come with a pencil and piece of paper and be prepared to become fine-tuned so you can fine-tune. All right, Brother Dave, appreciate you, brother. Back at you, man. I'll sit
appreciate
back.
Appreciate you. Yes, yes, so true. Wise Wednesday tomorrow. Definitely need to come with your pen and paper, ask your questions. Definitely do that. I forgot Jerry asked a question about CB radios. Yes, very important. Ham radios are important. Even if you're just going to use them just to be able to hear some of the things that's going on, you definitely wanted to do that, and just know that if you're going to be a ham operator, you're going to have to register to be able to transmit, but you can hear without registering. So you really need to look at where you are, what your overall geographical area is like, how that's set up, and get some of that the appropriate equipment that's there. You can get them online, you can get them, but programming those things are a beast. So you got to have someone that knows what they're doing to do that. So get it programmed right, and you'll be fine. So, okay, so some other things. Real quick in the last 5 minutes of the show. Make sure your vehicles are equipped with you having to abandon your vehicle and walk home or walk to a friend's house. Have a map, a strategical map, as to where your overall sanctuaries will be. The closest sanctuaries from your place of employment, or where you customarily go to, if it's school, where's your sanctuary? And your sanctuary has to have the provisions that you will need in order to get back to another location or get home. Now, be aware and cognizant of everything that's going on, and so that you can look at solutions that you will have to come up, because I have no clue what is going to happen, how fast they're going to happen, but we just know that they are unfolding. They've been unfolding for a very, very long time anyhow, but it's definitely in a much hastened threat now. Also, make sure you have the appropriate footwear. Ladies and gentlemen, I am putting out a memo to all Tando listeners. It is now deemed inappropriate to be wearing sandals for men, or flip-flops, or what are slides for men. No toe thongs for men in Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio listening land during this time. But there is no penalty for violating that. The actual, if you do and then something happens, that will be ramifications enough. No toe thongs. Ladies, make sure that you have the appropriate footwear for you to be able to walk
and have a mapping plan of where everything is that you need to get home to or get to your sanctuary of safety. Mend all broken relationships that are salvageable. And you know what that means. Die to pride, die to pride, die to pride. Okay? Much bigger, because most of the things that the problems that we've had here in the States have been first world states. We're about to be a fourth world country. So mend all of the appropriate relationships that are salvageable. It ain't that serious. Also, make sure your children, you have a structured, coordinated plan for them to get to a sanctuary of safety. A relative, a friend, your place of employment, or a meeting location, have all of those things strategically in place. Make sure that you have in your vehicle some means and to be able to withstand at least 3 days that it would take you to get to a sanctuary, and have the appropriate fluids. We're moving into the summer. It's going to be a little warmer. And know the time of day. And try to have an awareness of what's going on. So sometimes you may not want to walk at the heat of the day when you may have to just bunker in. You're going to have to shelter in place and wait till the overall sun goes down until it's more appropriate, and make sure you can actually be able to mitigate the overall trying to travel in the dark. And that doesn't mean, because you have a flashlight, you turn the flashlight on. Light discipline is very, very important. Structure your plan where you can use as little light as possible, because at night, light sticks out like a sore thumb, and it depends on what's going on. So just use all of the situational scenarios to your advantage, okay? Have a plan. At work, have a plan at different places. Have food, have provisions, have means to protect yourself, protect your feet, protect whatever ailments you have. If you're on medications and things of that nature, or if you are you have a broken leg or a high ankle sprain or things of that nature, that's going to come in with more different things that you need to plan for, and your overall health. How healthy are you, and what is your overall physical shape like? And if you, in case you had to do some physically exertions, would you be able to do it? And then so plan for that around that as well. And then it's better to respond quickly and nothing happens than to wait to say, oh, shoot, now the whole building is on fire and I can't get out. And I'm just saying that as a fragment of what could happen. Don't get caught watching things unfold. Get yourself and your family out of harm's way. That's the only thing that matters. You can find out what happened on the internet later on. You don't need to be a witness to it. Okay? So let me check. Are there any other callers in queue? Let me check real quick. All right, so listen, tomorrow, Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis, and I just want to say I greatly appreciate you all. Be aware of what's going on. Have a plan. Listen, get your staple provisions. Get your food, water, the table of preparedness, food, water, shelter, energy. Okay, definitely very, very important. And for those of you that can get your stuff, get your precious metals, because that's real money, and you'll be fine. Because as this war, when it starts to go, they can't fight a war without silver. So that lets you know the value of that, and there's a finite amount of it. So, all right, everyone, much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And until. And let me just say this. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Mend all salvageable relationships. People are We are so important to each other. We don't have to agree about different things, but we definitely should be able to rely on one another in collective prudence, because that is how we'll make it. So much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And as I said before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you later. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.